After a close to 2-year impasse, Skagway and the company that controls much of the town's waterfront have restarted negotiations. According to one Skagway official, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad is proposing a 20-year tidelands lease extension that would make way for urgent port improvements. Some of the broad strokes of the agreement were discussed publicly at a meeting Wednesday night. Despite that, the municipality and White Pass are not releasing the full proposal to the public yet. The meeting started with a tie vote.
I'm just trying to see a way that we can do this in, without excluding the public.
Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr. did not want to go into a closed-door meeting to discuss White Pass's new Tidelands lease proposal.
Because I feel that if we go into executive session to discuss this, we might as well not even bother.
Burnham didn't want to repeat history. In 2015, voters shot down a proposed lease extension between the city and White Pass. Many were distrustful due to what they said was a lack of transparency. The assembly voted 3-3 to go into executive session. Mayor Mark Schaefer broke the tie in support of executive session. Assemblymember Tim Cochran said the purpose of the private meeting was to talk with the borough attorney.
I'd like to go in just to discuss it and then we make everything public.
Sure.
Did everything become public after the hour-long closed-door meeting? No. But Assemblyman Orion Hansen did reveal some of the details of the proposal as he made amendment suggestions.
Under number 2, new lease agreement, this would be 15 years and not 20 years.
According to Hansen, White Pass is proposing a 20-year lease extension in order for improvements on the port to progress. Hansen suggests the city negotiate that time period down to 15 years. Since White Pass's current lease ends in 2023, a 15-year extension would take it to 2038. That makes the commitment 10 years shorter than the previous lease proposal. Hansen also seemed to refer to the proposed annual lease payments White Pass would give the city. It's not clear if the numbers are his suggestion or the railroad's.
And then in terms of the number values, year 1 through 5 would be $250,000, 6 through 10 would be $300,000, and 11 through 15 would be $325,000.
Hansen said with some tweaking, he thinks the proposal is a palatable deal.
From my perspective, and I voted against the lease before, there were 3 things I didn't like. I thought White Pass wasn't owning up to the remediation enough. I thought the terms of the lease were too long, and I thought the city wasn't getting a good enough deal.
There was some confusion about whether Hansen revealing certain aspects of the proposal meant the document was public. Here's Steve Burnham and Schaefer.
This document is not public, and so...
Well, it is now because we're talking about it.
Well, then are we releasing it so the public can review it?
I think that's where Orion was getting at.
White Pass President John Finlayson said he would like the document to remain private until the two parties come to a final agreement.
You release it to the public as a unified document, not a one to be negotiated. That was my intention.
The assembly agreed not to release the full proposal yet, despite the fact that some of the details are already out in the open. KHNS tried to confirm the details with White Pass officials. They did not return calls by deadline for this story. So, one question remaining is at what stage the new lease proposal will be released to the public. A municipal negotiating team plans to meet with White Pass again July 6th. Another question is whether it will go to a public vote, like the last proposal. Hansen said he thought it should. But Finlayson said that could slow down progress.
I can't stress enough how important the timing is. I mean, you're so close that I wake up in the middle of the night worrying about it.
Skagway is working with a very tight deadline. It needs to renovate its port to accommodate bigger cruise ships due to arrive in 2019. If that deadline isn't met, city officials say they could lose out on millions of dollars in revenue. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.